65% more of the time. You could be laughing 65%. Was John Grant with the GMS. This is Abigail Joffe on UCC 98.3 FM, back with the Tower of Song today. So I have a couple of interesting tracks lined up for you, a couple of my favourite artists that I'm going to tell you about, and later, a little bit later in the programme, in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Cork singer-songwriter Joe O'Sullivan, who's going to be playing a few tracks live for us on air, and we're also going to be having a look at some of his Inheritance Desert Island discs that we're going to be finding out a little bit about his influences and the kind of things that inspire him as a musician. Next up though, before we go on to that, I'm going to play an artist who I went to see in Cork a couple of weeks ago, who I'm absolutely obsessed with now. This is Willie Mason, and this is a great song. It's called Restless Fugitive.
Oh, you restless few.
That's Willie Mason with Restless Fugitive. So I saw Willie Mason in Corlins a couple of weeks ago in the snowy weather. And yeah, I absolutely love his songs, really enjoying it. So you've missed him now. He's back in the States, but definitely recommend catching up with him the next time he's in Ireland. This next artist I'm going to play, I played before, this is Isaac Gracie. Also love this song. Song's called Terrified.
Well, I sleep all day and drink all night. Just give me one good reason, I'll turn out my light. Now I'm terrified. Now I'm terrified. And I've heard all the people calling my name, but they'll never see just how I've changed. Now I'm terrified. Now I'm terrified.
That was Isaac Gracie with his song Terrified. You're listening to Abigail Joffe on the Tower of Song on UCC 98.3 FM. And my guest in studio today is Cork singer-songwriter Ger O'Sullivan. Hi, Ger. How are you doing?
Hi, Abby.
Hi, great to have you here. So, Ger, Anyone who is out on the music scene or the singer-songwriter scene in Cork will probably know you, won't they?
Maybe.
In a good way, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully. I haven't burned that many bridges.
So you're running an open mic in Galhurst?
Yeah, I'm McCurtain Street, yeah. I'll be doing that 5 years in July. Yeah.
And is it a popular night? Well, I mean, I was there last night.
It's the best open mic in Cork City, what can I say?
Of course. And you get people locally and people passing through as well?
Yeah. Like last night, we had a guy from Texas here on his holidays and just went up and sang two songs. We have our regulars, we have new faces. We have one guy who came in last week for the first time. He's in again last night. People seem to come in and they seem to come back.
Yeah.
There's a lovely community there. I think that's the difference between our open mic and other ones, is that we made a lot of friends there. We made a lot of bands there. We've done a lot of projects together there. Before Christmas, we actually sang each other's songs.
Nice.
Community is a word for Gallagher's open mic.
Yeah. And any particular gems who've come through or nights that you might pick out where something really special happened?
I guess, where we sang each other's songs, I was kind of humbled to hear people sing my songs. That's a personal one for me.
Yeah.
Another good one was we do tributes.
Uh-huh.
So one of them was 80s night. So we all got dressed up in 80s clothes, had a big projector screen working with all 80s videos. We all went to Crane Lane dressed in 80s clothes. So that was fun.
Brilliant. And you've got a theme night next week, have you?
Yeah, we do, yeah. The tribute is the 17th is to absent heroes. To all our music heroes who've passed away over the last few years.
Okay, so anyone can come. That's you've already lined up the acts for that, but anyone can come and listen.
Yeah, it's pretty a bit of a closed mic next week.
Okay, but closed mic next week. But generally, anyone can listen and check it out.
Of course, it's free. Yeah.
And on Wednesdays, normally, anyone who's got a song can come and sing. Well, sign up anyway.
Yeah.
And you won't throw them out, hopefully.
And they commissioned me on Facebook as well, on the Gallagher's Open Mic page or my own personal page.
Great. So, Joe, I'm going to get you to sing a few songs for us, which would be great. And also, I asked you to pick some of your favourite songs and influences. And the first one up that you've chosen is Ray LaMontagne, Lavender. So we'll play that and then we'll have a little chat about it.
Okay.
Under a lavender sky.
Ray LaMontagne with Lavender. That was the first song choice of my guest today, Jero Sullivan. So, Jero, what was it about that song, all the songs in the world to pick? And I asked you to pick five or six, and that was one of them.
I just always liked Ray LaMontagne. And for his first four albums, I think he just went kind of country folky, whatever. But this fifth album came out called Supernova. It was like a curveball. It's kind of hippie, dippy, trippy harmonies and stuff, and very Beatles-esque, I think. And it was a real nice curveball. It's great to see people out there, you know, who are well known, who are brave enough to do that and not just stay on the same track all the time, you know. So that's why I like it. And it's an inspiring album as well, the album Supernova. It's one of those albums I put aside for Evolve and just said to myself, like, I'm going to listen to these albums, and these are going to be my food for the next few weeks, and just, you know, be a sponge and take all the sounds from it and listen to as many times and see if something comes from that.
So Evolve is your new album that you just released. And what about singing us a song from that? Are you ready?
Okay, all right.
Might as well just throw you in.
You did, didn't you? I was born ready.
No bother to you.
This one's for Jack Doherty. He's on the road, broke down on the road to Blarney somewhere. So the song's called I Will Be There. I won't be there for him, but I hope the AA will be, or something like that. Traveling through the back streets of my mind, reading the back pages from another time. Walking a million miles of road, this winding path will take me home. I will be there for you. I will be there, true and true. I will be there for you. I will be there, true and true for you. Life is simple as you make it, a sky full of cloud don't have to rain it. It's only a dark cloud in the sky. Tonight the stars shine for you and I will be there for you. I will be there, true and true. I will be there for you. I will be there, true and true for you. I believe the twist of fate. Love ain't never too late. My heart beats in double time. I follow your heart, will you follow mine? I will be there for you. I will be there, true and true. I will be there, there, there for you. I will be there, 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 true and true for you.
Oh, lovely. Thanks very much. That was a gorgeous song. So tell us a little bit about your songwriting process, Joe. How do you work?
Well, I kind of work myself hard, I guess. I haven't been writing songs long. I wrote my first song when I was 39. And I played my first live gig when I was 40. But what I've done is that I pace myself in that. Like, I don't really have pushed myself in that. For a while, for about 3 or 4 years, I was writing 3 songs a month. And I would sit myself down if I didn't get the second or third one and just sing melodies on my phone. And if I hear a line somewhere, somebody might say something that might set me off to write a song by using someone else's language. And these days now, I write about 2 songs a month. Some are good and some are bad, but I always say you got to write the bad ones to write the good ones.
Of course, yeah.
So yeah, I love writing songs. It's very relaxing. It gets the adrenaline flowing, and I love the idea. It's like magic. In a way, it really is magic. It's like you make something out of nothing. It's like you're making something. Like even a carpenter has a piece of wood to make something out of, but in a way, this comes out of your brain.
That's exactly it. Making something out of nothing.
And one rule I have is I write on blank sheets of paper, because there should be no lines and no rules.
So it gives you freedom to just. Yeah, go in any direction on any.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nice one, interesting. So, what would you like to play? What would you like to listen to from your selection of songs?
Some Candy Talking.
Some Candy Talking, Juice and Motown. Oh, conveniently, that is the next one that is queued up here. Okay. So, let's go for that. This is the Juice and Mary Chain, Some Candy Talking.
I'm not afraid to
That was the Jesus and Mary Chain. That was the second music choice of Jerry Sullivan, my guest today in studio. This is Abigail Joffe on UCC 98.3 FM on the Tower of Song, and we're playing some great songs here. It's kind of guys' day today. It's all guys.
Yeah, I don't think there's one woman on my list there, right? Yeah.
No, that's all right. That's absolutely fine. I've decided to play guys too. And what kind of memories that bring back for you, that song then?
It was 1986. I was 14 years old. Saw them play that song on Top of the Pops. Jesus and Mary Chain are the Reed Brothers. They were the precursors to Oasis. There were two bickering Scottish brothers who never got on. Used to fight on stage with each other in front of people playing live. Broke up for 20 years, got back to get together recently. It's just one of my favourite songs. I can hear Velvet Underground. I can hear a little bit of Stonesy, kind of Rolling Stones going on there a little bit. And I kind of write songs like the Jesus and Mary Chain, I think, sometimes. Like, I do this kind of bluesy thing. And in a way, they're very blues as well. They're, you know, indie blues. They're way ahead of their time. They're really way ahead of their time. I recommend anyone to check them out. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, can I just say hi to Kevin Long? He's listening to me at home at the moment.
Oh, great. Hi, Kevin. Yeah. And
hi to Lorraine. Yeah.
And you mentioned poor Jack, who was supposed to be on the show. So we're missing Jack today, but we're enjoying some music. And I have to say, after you played that, when I was listening to that and you mentioned the Velvet Underground, and of course then I was thinking of Candy Says, which is such a great song. So I'm actually going to play that now.
Oh, good choice.
I've come to hate my body and all that it requires in this world. Candy says, I'd like to completely what all the soul
Joe, you have a YouTube channel. Sing a song from my gaff.
Sing a song for me at my gaff. Yeah.
Sing a song for me at my gaff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's all that about?
Basically, it's like I invite people to come to my sitting room to sing a song. Unplugged or plugged, mostly unplugged. 90% of the songs are originals. And it's been going now, this is year five.
And how did it start?
Started one night, I was at home and my buddy John was there, John Dunn. And my girlfriend at the time was, she was German, and she was downstairs watching the Hunger Games in German. And I just kind of said to John, let's go upstairs and make a video. And John goes, what kind of video are you talking about, Ger? And I goes, a music video. So he says, we need to go to the off license first. So I said, yeah, okay, let's go. And that was 10 o'clock. And by 2 o'clock in the morning, we made 11 videos upstairs of each other playing songs. And I have a song called Sing a Song for Me. And I said to John, well, I have a song called Sing a Song for Me. Gaff is very much a Corkism for home. Sing a song for me at my gaff. If I can film you and you can film me, sure, I can film other people up here too. And have a video channel. And it just went from there. Some people thought I was crazy. But then once the first few videos went up, that January, February, the ones who thought I was crazy kind of got onto me and kind of go, yeah, I want to be on it.
Yeah, so people are looking to be on it now. So you've got an archive, really, of... what do you say, 5-6 years?
This is the fifth year, yeah.
Yeah, 5 years of Cork musicians, singer-songwriters and people passing through.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's 170 performances at the moment. We just got over 50,000 views now. But everybody's the gaff. It's a collective. That's the way I look at it. I'm the train driver and every artist is a train carriage. And basically, we're all in it. And if one person makes it, if that video, you know, of that person just does something for people, we'll all be rewarded for it. And hopefully it'll just put Cork music on the map.
Yeah, and people can check that out on your YouTube channel then.
Yeah.
And have you had any kind of famous names as well?
Had Mick Flannery there about 2 years ago. That was good fun. I was down in Charlie's Bar around 11:45, just came out of Collins. There was a guy over in the corner with a beard, and I was going, that looks like Mick Flannery. So I went to the loo and I was talking to myself, and I goes, will I go over now and talk to him or what? Will I look like an ass or whatever? So, nah, I'll go over. So the spiel at the time I had was, hi, I'm Gerard Sullivan, singer-songwriter about town. I have this YouTube channel where I invite people to come to my sitting room, and it would be great to have you there because, you know, basically, you know, Mick's fantastic and he's a great Cork artist and it really encourages to have him on it. And Mick being Mick, like, just said to me, here's my phone number. And if you don't hear from me by midday tomorrow, ring me and I'll be up to you before 5 o'clock otherwise. And there he was at 5 o'clock.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you for doing that as well. It's a great service, you know, a real kind of mover and shaker in the singer-songwriter and music community. And it really is a service, I think, to everyone. And for listeners, you know, such an opportunity to come and hear Indigenous music.
Well, I've had people from Brazil, Japan, Italy, Czech Republic, France, Sweden. I love the idea then, like, you know, they're here at UCC maybe for a semester, some of them, and then it's like they're gone, and then the gaff goes, like, they're gone, you know, like yeah. This year alone I have Clayton Tyler Wyatt from Atlanta, I have Esther Young from San Francisco, I have Caleb Tesno from the States, James Gilmore from New Hampshire, and that's just up to March, and there's one or two other artists as well, another lady from Dublin. But it's like, in a way, if this year so far has been not about Cork at all. Mm. It's built from people other than from Cork, and it's just the way it worked itself out, you know.
But they've all come to Cork, so that's the connection.
And the passing through.
Yeah, and then they kind of, the mixing of the...
And I think, like, you know, it's like if you're on your holiday and you're here for a few days, like, it's nice to, you know, watch a video on them one time and go, like, I was in Jersey Gaff, this is something I did when I was in Cork City.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And also brings the gaff to a much more international audience.
Mm, yeah.
So, how about sing us another song, Joe?
Okay, yeah.
What are you going to sing for us?
This one's called Take a Little Time. It's about mindfulness, and probably one of my favourite songs in Evolve, because Evolve is a journey of mindfulness.
Yeah.
And in a way, also improving yourself and enjoying life again.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it.
So yeah, so sit back and take a few moments now out of your day and listen to Jerry Sullivan with Take Some Time.
Sometimes you smile, but you don't know it. Sometimes you laugh, but you can't show it. Why worry about tomorrow when you still got today? Just don't have to settle, you can blow it all away. So take a little time, seek a little sunshine, save it for those rainy days. Take a little time, have a good night's sleep, and dream your troubles away. Take a little time, seek a little sunshine, save it for those rainy days. Take a little time, have a good night's sleep, and dream your troubles away. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. The elephant in the room can't disrupt you. Love gravitates towards you. Watch a falling star reveal its magic tonight. The alchemy of a peaceful heart makes everything right. So take a little time, seek a little sunshine, save it for those rainy days. Take a little time, have a good night's sleep, and dream your troubles away. Take a little time, seek a little sunshine, save it for those rainy days. Take a little time, have a good night's sleep, and dream your troubles away. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Gonna be okay.
Nice one. Nice one, Jer. That was Take a Little Time. So as well as doing your own recording and writing and all the other things that you're doing, you've also been doing some recording for other people. And you were telling me about someone that you're working with at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, recording is new to me, but I'm learning a lot by recording myself, and I'm learning a lot by recording other people at the moment. And I'm calling myself Gaff Recordings, and it's an extension of the Gaff again. There's lots of Gaff things going on. I've recorded an EP with Devil's Pit last year. Hopefully they're going to release that this year. I'm working an album at the moment with Lorraine Walsh. It's called The Veil. She's a gem of a songwriter and a bit of a hidden treasure, and really good lyricist. And I've learned a lot from her songs and the way she plays her songs. Okay. It's great to collaborate with people.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and get this up now. This is from Lorraine's album. Here we go. It's called Circular Crew.
Yeah.
Lost in the middle. where I was at, alone in an in-between state of what we had. Restless dreams of unlived yesterdays. Lord, take what's bad and wash it away. Laughter fuels the heart of a home. I'm on my knees for a house where seeds can be grown. A place where we can taste the salt of the sea. Your kingdom come, we will all be free. Now slaves to the march of another man's boot. All desperately in need of the truth. Sing my heart song with me.
Local Cork singer-songwriter, and that was a track picked by Jerry Sullivan, my guest today, who's actually been recording that for Lorraine. And the album that Lorraine will be bringing out is called The Veil. It should be available in September. And Joe, your newest album of your own is called Evolve, and I'm not sure we're actually going to get to play a track from it this week, but I will try and play that next week. But it's recently finished, and you're even working on another one, you said. Oh, I better put you up because we can't hear you. Sorry about that. His lips were moving and nothing was happening.
Oh, I'm back. I've in the middle of another one. I have to put a few overdubs on it. I got a bit bored after Evolve and I had to do something else.
Yeah.
Just about Evolve, Evolve couldn't have happened without Jack Doherty, Michal Weber, William Mangan, Jill McGee and Leigh McCarty. They're wonderful contributions. I write songs and they add the fairy dust.
Yeah, the different layers to it. And yeah. And the album now, so you, anyone can find you at Gallagher's on a Wednesday evening. Yeah. Presumably you have CDs with you when you're there.
Oh, yeah.
And always on your person, can be stopped on the street, I'm sure. Yeah. And yeah. Is it also available online anywhere?
Yeah, I'm on iTunes and on Spotify, and you can actually buy hard copies from Pro Musica as well.
Oh, great. So, yeah, support, you know, support live music, buy a hard copy. And as well as if you want the convenience of listening online. But it's always good to support the artist if you can.
And could I just say that I don't have a venue yet, but I'll be launching Evolve officially in the April, start of May.
Okay, so look out for that.
Yeah,
so
just look out for it on my music page, Jero Sullivan Music.
Jero Sullivan Music, yep. On Facebook, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice one. And so we've a couple of minutes just to play out with. You've been listening to Abigail Joffe on UCC 98.3 FM. This is the Tower of Song. And my guest in studio today has been Jero Sullivan. So, Jer, I didn't get to half of these songs, of course. I knew it's always better to have too much, but we'll just play out on, it's your pick.
Okay, how long have you got? 3 minutes?
We've got 3 minutes, but okay. There's usually a bit of a crossover.
Pop Song 89 by R.E.M.
Pop Song 89, okay.
This is a good one to end in.
Yeah, nice one, back in 89. Okay, this is Pop Song R.E.M.